Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey there, we're back.
Finally, huh?
Yes, Dalton, we're back. Thanks for joining us. Maybe you thought we just stopped doing this podcast, but no, it's been, what, 3 weeks since our last one? Then we had the state tournament in Jackson. Then I took a week off, which I really needed.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed myself.
I can imagine that.
Watched a lot of Netflix, did some reading.
That's the best vacation you can have right there. Just do nothing.
Pretty much. All I did, Dalton. So, but hey, you know, glad to be back at work and jumping into the spring sports schedule. We've got plenty to talk about on that front with some baseball, a little bit of softball. We will briefly talk about basketball. It's been about a week and a half since the state tournament ended, but we'll put a little bow on that. Just a reminder that this podcast does come to you every Wednesday, except when it doesn't. You can find it in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or stream it online at preprally.djournal.com. And follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps for updates on all things high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. So the state tournament was fun, Dalton, as usual. Only had to go to Jackson for a week with the new format as opposed to a week and a half. So that was nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed for myself, you know, only having to be there for 6 days. But,
right.
You know, I know the controversy with everybody wants to get on there for the last three rounds instead of just the last two.
Yeah.
I get it from the team's perspective,
right,
but I certainly enjoyed only being down there for 6 days.
Yeah, certainly made life easier on us. But we had three area teams end up winning gold balls down there. Pine Grove Girls, third in a row for Katie Bates and that bunch. The Kossuth Girls winning their first ever, and then Starkville Boys winning. Really, Dalton, the big story to me there is the Kossuth girls, Angie Malone, first-year coach. Last time they went to Jackson was her senior year back in 93. And then, you know, she coached the middle school programs for the longest time, took over the varsity this season and gets them their first state title. And they beat Belmont in a game I wish I could have witnessed. I had to get back to up here before that game. But you were there, Dalton. That was something else.
It was easily the best game of the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, the night before, everybody was watching Olive Branch and Center Hill, the boys. It was like, oh, this game is so good. And then the next game of the day, or the next game of the tournament, you know,
yeah,
showed it up. Kossuth was down, I think, 13 points with 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
And then just went on this tear. They were down 7 points with a minute left.
Wow.
And, you know, Belmont, they just started turning the ball over. And once they started turning it over, they couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Kossuth started full court pressing them, and then they got a steal and a layup, and then Morgan Hodum got a steal and pulled an NBA range three to tie the game with about 22 seconds left. And then,
goodness,
I'm talking about instantly on the inbounds pass, girl grabs it. Like, Belmont girl never even touched it. Kossuth girl just intercepted it, threw it, and then Zoe Essery had a game-winning layup with about 15, 16 seconds left in the game. And then Zoe Essery is another one that was a big-time show.
She came up huge.
She only had 4 points in that second game after she went. I think she had 27 in the first game. Those are season highs. She hadn't scored over 20 all season. She only had four entering the fourth quarter, and that last one scored 16 fourth-quarter points to lead that comeback charge right there. And
she's a freshman.
Mm-hmm. She's very good. that whole team is just extremely good. That was
– wow. Yeah. And then I actually was texting Chris Higginbottom, the Belmont coach, this week about something. And he said he's still trying to get over it. He said that's the toughest loss of his career. And, of course, Chris has won some state titles there at Belmont, and they're a powerhouse just about every season. And, you know, that's a group that'll probably be back next year. They got Macy Walker coming back, some other key parts. But, yeah, that's a hard loss to swallow for Belmont.
Well, you got to feel for them because, you know, they go down there and after they lose so much from last year, and then they beat Choctaw Central.
Yeah, that was a huge – that was the upset of the tournament,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, upset of the tournament. And then they had that game won. They had the championship won with 2 minutes left. They were up 10, 13 points, whatever it was. And then all of a sudden, they had it won until they didn't.
Yeah, man. It's girls basketball can be crazy, man. We saw it all through the tournament with Neomany beating Pontotoc in the first round. That was a huge – that was a huge upset.
Mm-hmm.
And the Choctaw Central game we mentioned, the late comeback there, is just – it was a fun season, fun postseason as well. So congrats to the Lady Aggies and all the teams that made it down there, and especially those three that won. We're currently working on the all-area team, by the way. Although, first, we have to get the all-area soccer team done. We're about there, but I don't think it's going to run this Sunday, probably the next. And then probably the next Sunday will be the hoopage, all-area.
Very, very busy about month, 3 weeks here that we've had.
Yes. Yes, we do. I mean, we got baseball and softball we're covering now. We're trying to put these all-area teams together. You're going to get thrown on the Mississippi State beat this weekend, Dalton, because of all that's happening with, you know, we got... of course, the NCAA tournament coming up, so Logan Lowry is off to cover the men in, what, San Jose?
I think so.
And then the women, of course, a number one seed, will be playing at home this weekend for the first two rounds. And then there's baseball going on with the number two-ranked Bulldogs. And so they're at home this weekend. So we're kind of shorthanded there, so you're going to go down to Starkville this weekend and help out with that. But let's talk a little bit about baseball, Dalton, some high school baseball. Last night you were at Tupelo. They had a big division game against South Panola, a very good South Panola team there, Dalton. And Tupelo ends up with the walk-off win. Easton Hood, we know this kid's name and know that he's a pretty good player, and he's been showing it lately, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I think he's got four multi-hit games in his – and his eight games played, I think. Yeah, he's had over 400. And when I got out there, I was expecting Hunter Elliott to pitch, of course, you know, their ace. I didn't realize that he was injured.
No, he is. Is he?
I don't think it's a serious injury. They're just kind of holding him out like a week or two throwing anyway. He played in the field and he hit. And then, of course, John Luke Marlin, who was an all-area player last year, he's out for about 6 weeks now after he had knee surgery a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they throw Peyton Puckett on the mound. Peyton Puckett, you know, Mississippi State commit as a shortstop, you know, not really as a pitcher. He goes there. He threw out, you know, 5 2/3 of good ball form.
Yeah.
And I think he allowed three earned runs. South Panola, they could swing it. They were on him all night. And then I think whenever he left, it was 3-3 with the bases loaded. Tripp Wilson came in, you know, hard-throwing center fielder. He tops out about 90-91. He came in and struck out three of the four he faced. They didn't have any match for his speed once they saw Puckett over and over again.
Right.
And then Tripp Wilson came in there throwing 90. You know, they just didn't really have any match for it. And then,
yeah, hard to adjust there.
Yeah. And at the plate, you know, they kind of did their thing. I think they had eight hits. The first three runs they scored were all unearned. South Panola had six or seven errors. Oof. Honestly, could have been eight or nine, you know, depending on who's keeping the scorebook. There was a couple that were – you know, you might be generous and give them a hit or something like that, but they were struggling in the field. And, you know, and then it's 3-3 at the bottom of the seventh. I think Hunter Elliott hit a single to left field after he fouled one off his ankle. He looked like he wasn't going to be able to return. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back, hits a line drive to left. And then Tripp Wilson hit an infield single. And then all of a sudden, Easton Hood, the magic man, I guess, you know, hits his second walk-off in a week after hitting a walk-off home run last week in the beach tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
magic man.
Mm-hmm.
Then who's El Diablo to his magic man?
I don't know.
Maybe that'll stick.
But, you know, he transferred from TCPS after three good seasons there. You know, I've only seen him for the last two.
Right, right.
And then he was on the bench, kind of being a role player, getting a few at bats. And then when John Marlin went down, he steps in, and I don't think they could have asked for anything better out of him right now.
Right, right. Yeah, so this kid has a lot of potential there, Easton Hood. He's a sophomore. Yeah. Okay. So Tupelo with a big division win, and then last night I was out at Nettleton. I had a Division 4-3A game there between the Tigers and South Pontotoc, and Nettleton started well, got four runs up in the third inning. We're cruising along behind Davis Oswalt on the mound. Was throwing really well. Has a really good breaking pitch, Dalton. I mean, they could not – he got most of his nine strikeouts with that breaking ball.
Mm-hmm.
But they finally got to him in the sixth inning, started missing his spots. He also did not get any help from his defense. Nettleton made three errors in the sixth inning, and South Pontotoc put up six runs to go ahead 6-4, end up winning 8-5. An error-filled game, Dalton. South, I believe, made five errors. Nettleton made four. And a lot of those led to unearned runs. And now figuring up unearned runs is a pain in the butt for me, especially on deadline. So I don't know how many of those runs in the sixth inning were earned, but it wasn't many.
Right.
So South Pontotoc remains undefeated in division, 8-2 overall, 3-0 in division. And Kirby Ross pitched a pretty good game overall for South Pontotoc. He had that rough third inning, gave up four runs. His defense didn't help him much there either. But got over that and ended up pitching into the seventh. They finally pulled him after he gave up a leadoff hit there in the seventh. And then Carson Newell closed it out there for the Cougars. But Ross improved to 3-1. He struck out 7, walked 0. So big kid for South Pontotoc.
I think he's a JUCO kid, a college kid. I think he's signed or committed somewhere, and he's having a pretty good season.
Yeah, you know, he's got decent velocity. He was by the third inning, he was up in the low 80s. Kind of got better as the night went on. It was a cold night too, but he was still throwing well deep into the game, and has some good stuff there. So a big win there for South Pontotoc. Those teams will meet again on Friday at South Pontotoc. All right, Dalton, let's look at what's coming up this weekend. Got some more games worth watching, and we'll be at these games I'm mentioning. Got Kossuth at North Pontotoc. Big 1-3A game. Kossuth actually beat North last night. They'll play again Friday at North. This one was at Kossuth last night. So those are two pretty consistently good teams there each year. And then, of course, North Pontotoc went to the 3A title series last season, you might recall. Then 1-2A matchup, you got New Sight at Ingomar. But Gene Phillips will be on that one for us Friday night. And don't know, I think Ingomar's kind of gotten a late start to its season because most of their guys were on the basketball court in Jackson. New Sight off to a good start. And you know, they're a really good team each year as well. So that one could be a good one, worth checking out. Look for our coverage in Saturday's Journal. Talk some softball, Dalton. You got to go out and see Houston and Paige Kilgore last week during the spring break tournament. Update, Paige Kilgore is still very good at pitching the softball.
Yeah, she is. That's an understatement.
Yeah.
That was – I went out there Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Maybe Friday.
I don't know.
most dominant pitch performance I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Most dominant performance I've ever seen of any sport at any level in my life.
You're still young, but that's – still notable.
Yeah. Well, she goes out there, and the first game, I think she had a five-inning shutout. She allowed 3 singles. It looked good. Yeah, I think she had a couple strikeouts. And then that second game against Vicksburg, which I don't think Vicksburg's just the greatest team, but still, she had a perfect game, 5 innings, 15 batters faced, 15 strikeouts. Only 3 people touched the ball.
Yeah, only 3 people make contact, right? Yeah. All foul balls,
3 of them. It was one girl made twice back-to-back pitches, and then one of the last batters in the last inning hit one foul that I don't think it went more than 5-foot foul, but it was.
Yeah, I like the headline we had in the paper the next day. Kilgore throws perfect game, strikes out everyone. Just true. She struck them all out.
Yeah, and then it helped herself out, you know, at the plate. I think she was 4-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 6 RBIs, 4 runs scored, and just
– oh, yeah.
She it was unreal what she did that day. And just – I think her ERA now, I think after back-to-back shutouts this week, I think she's probably, you know, in the lower half of, you know, 0.04 or something like that.
They're pretty good at updating their stats. They're pretty good at updating their stats on Max Preps. Other coaches should take note of that, by the way. Well, I don't have internet in here, so I can't look that up. But anyway, yeah, her and Houston off to a great start. They're undefeated, our number one team in the preseason, the reigning champs in Class 3A. Kilgore, just a sophomore, by the way. Remember, I did a story on her in the preseason. And if you didn't read it, go read it.
And you know, sometimes we'll write these stories on these kids, and it'll kind of be a jinx. You know, then once they're doing so well, they start losing a couple of games, or they start having a struggling a little bit. She has lived up to the hype.
Oh, yeah.
So far.
Oh, yeah, certainly. So Houston looking like it's still the team to beat there in 3A. Time for the shout out, Dalton. We do this, try to do this every week. Give a shout out to somebody for doing something cool. Let's give this one to Kevin Diaz. Speaking of Houston. Former Houston football player. Got something coming up on him in Friday's paper. Kevin has signed a scholarship to play football at Phillips Academy. That is in Andover, Massachusetts, not far from Boston. It's the number one prep school in the country. It's like the best. Admission rate is about 13%. He got in as a postgraduate student, so he'll spend 1 year there and going to play football. It's got quite the distinguished alumni list, Dalton. George W. Bush went there. His dad, also a president, went there. Humphrey Bogart, Jack Lemmon, a couple of famous actors people might know about, they went there. Bill Belichick went there. So they got a little football legacy there too. So Kevin is going to attend that school starting this next school year, August, September, whenever it begins. Got a full ride scholarship and tuition. I checked for this past year, or this current school year, tuition for boarding students, which is what he'll be, was $57,800.
A year semester?
I believe it said a year.
That's
regardless, that's a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. That's yeah. Awesome for him.
Yeah, it is. It's a really cool deal. I had a good talk with him this week, and his coach Ty Harden, and so he'll be. It's I mean he's really solid academically. He's got a 3.7 GPA for his high school career. He actually spent a couple of years at a boarding school in Chattanooga, which was also a prestigious school up there, his freshman sophomore years, and so that was really academically challenging. So he said that's why his GPA isn't 4.0 right now. Mm-hmm. It was only what in the 3.2s, 3.3s when he was there, but at Houston he's pretty much a straight A student,
of course.
So yeah, so
that's one of those stories you look at and you're like, oh, that's actually really, really interesting.
It really is. I mean, that's again, the press release we got said he's the only kid from Mississippi to get accepted this year. I don't know that for certain, but because you know they have kids that join different, you can join, I think, you can enroll as early as ninth grade, I believe. Mm-hmm. Congrats to Kevin. He'll play a year up there and then try to go play somewhere in college. He had some D2 and JUCO offers, but this is a pretty good opportunity, certainly. Okay, let's close it out with Athletes of the Week. We do this every week. We honor a male and female athlete for their accomplishments from the past week. Female Athlete of the Week, Aquana Brownlee, Houston softball. She's a senior. She's also the reigning Daily Journal Softball Player of the Year. Between her and Kilgore, that's got to be the best softball combo, maybe in the state. You know, she's a MSU signee.
I mean, that's
– and
Kilgore, of course, you know, doesn't have it yet, but that's two D1 kids right there on 1-3A team in softball. That's crazy.
It is crazy. But in her last three games, Aquana is 7-for-9 at the plate with 3 doubles, a triple, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, and 6 runs scored. So she has not missed a beat from last season. Male Athlete of the Week, Hayden Harris, senior catcher for Pontotoc. His last 4 games, Dalton, 7-for-16 at the plate with 2 doubles, a home run, 8 RBIs, 5 runs scored, and he has 7 RBIs in his last 2 games. And, of course, we know him to be one of the best players in the area, mm-hmm. made all-area last year for us. And he is – is he signed yet? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if he's signed. He's committed to Jones.
That's right, Jones, which has a great baseball program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're number 2 in the nation right now.
Yeah. So congrats to Hayden and Aquana, and that's it for this week's episode of Prep Rally. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, we come to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or stream us online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Dalton's on there at DLMiddleton8. And I'm on there at Brad Locke. And that's it. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.